Ricky Thompson and Denzel Dion are best friends, and they're known for their videos on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And not your average, just kind of throwaway videos. These are high production lip sync videos with costumes and choreographed dance moves. I mean, they're incredible. And they also host a new Spotify podcast, We Said What We Said. Ricky Thompson and Denzel Dion, hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Welcome. You know, I've been enjoying so much of all the stuff that you guys do that are visual and video. And, you know, you're so successful in a visual format. Why go to just audio?
I think that we just really wanted to switch it up. Like, you know, we've done everything video for like all of our careers. So like, let's switch up and do audio.
Yeah, I feel like with video, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people really sometimes don't hear the message. Obviously with videos from 15 to like a minute, or YouTube, like 10 minutes, is just like, you know, people just get so caught up. But with audio, it's like, you're not just hearing, you're listening. So I feel like we really wanted to just show another side of us for audio and just talk, because we talk a lot.
Right. A lot. Ooh, yeah. A lot.
Right. You just get to like converse like you are hanging out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the best.
You know, and you were saying, you know, the videos are, sort of demand a different kind of attention. And I just have to say, I am so dazzled by the production value that you bring to those with the costuming and the, and the choreography. I mean,
oh my God.
So how much time goes into everyone?
Ooh.
It's not, to be honest, like every time we post the costume, we literally do it like 30 minutes before. We do it so late. Ricky gets to my place, I'm getting the things the day of, and I'm like, okay, Ricky, go to my place. And then we just study the choreography for like 5 to 10 minutes, and then we just keep doing it and doing it until the video is perfect. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works. So it's not really like planned.
Not at all. We're just having fun.
We're just having fun.
Well, yeah, it works. It works. Okay, well, let's get to some games. You want to play some games?
Yes. We love some games.
How do you feel about competition?
Ooh. I always say, I feel like there's no competition.
There's no competition.
When I'm in the room, there's no competition.
Hello.
Perfect. So this is the deal with this game. Taking a cue from movies like Battleship and Clue, we have imagined what it would sound like if other tabletop games were adapted to be movies. Okay, so Jonathan and I will perform a scene, and your job is just to tell us what game it's based on.
Okay.
Ricky, this one is for you. Here's your first one. This wooden windowless tower needs to be taller.
But sir, we're running out of material.
Just take what you need from the middle and put it on the top.
My hand is shaking, though. The whole thing is gonna fall. Oh no. Okay, I did it.
Oh my gosh, I know this game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, wow. Oh, I'm going blank right now. Oh my God, you guys are going blank. Oh my God.
Denzel is looking at you.
Stop it.
He's trying to help you. Does Denzel know it?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was taunting you because he knows it, but he doesn't. Can you describe the game?
Yes, it's the game, you know, you build up the little blocks, mm-hmm. and if somebody pulls out of the middle.
Oh, like, Jenga?
Yes!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was for you, so I wasn't even listening. Oh, yes.
All right, Denzel, here is one for you. My queen, the white riders approach. Their horses are moving in some sort of L shape I've never seen before.
What news of the bishops?
They've been captured, Your Majesty.
So it's up to me. You know, I was a pawn once, but now I can travel in any direction, any distance. Their weakling of a king is really in for a reality check, mate.
Yeah, this is Charles.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
For me.
Yes. You know, in the film version of that, Timothée Chalamet would be up for Rook, I think.
Hello.
Probably.
He'd be in talks. He'd be in talks. I don't know if he would accept it, but he'd be in talks.
All right. And this one is for Ricky.
Ugh.
Another hot night alone in the big city. It's nights like these you wonder if you're the only one in this crazy house of cards called life who's working with a full deck. Just when the numbers are lining up and you're getting close to the big man at the top, that's when this dame shows up. A real card, a queen, a diamond in the rough. Some nights you wonder if you're the only one playing by the rules. Some nights you wonder if you're the only one playing at all.
Oh my goodness, I'm so bad. Oh my God, I'm trying to think. Okay, a card game I play with myself.
Uh-huh.
Can I say it? I guess
go ahead, fine, take it.
Solitaire.
Solitaire, yes. That is the answer.
There you go. Oh.
What's the score again? Sorry, I'm sorry. Try to keep track.
You know what, whatever, fine. I told you.
All right, Denzel, this one's for you.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir, I'd like a slice of pie, but I don't have any money.
Hey, lady, this diner is a business, not a charity.
I'll make you a bet. Ask me a random trivia question about anything, and if I get it right, you give me a slice of pie.
All right, you're on.
Okay, ooh, not sports and leisure, not sports and leisure, please, not sports and leisure.
Oh, I know this, but I don't know what it's called, so I'm not going to get it. I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
I'm going to give you the first part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trivial.
Trivial pie! No.
Trivial
day.
That's a much better name.
I feel like trivial pie is like, that's the kind of pie I want to eat. That's a low-calorie pie. That's a low-calorie pie. Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, my God.
This one's for you, Ricky.
Okay.
Doctor, we have cavity Sam, unidentifiable age, needs several made-up organs removed.
First, we remove the spare ribs, then the butterflies in his stomach.
Doctor, his big red nose is lighting up. Butterfingers.
Come on, Ricky. I don't know.
I'm going to say operation.
That is correct.
I feel like I'm the youngest of six, so we had like a really, really old version. And by the time it was passed down to me, like all half of it was missing.
You know? Yeah, all those tiny little pieces.
Yeah.
It's like a box full of choking hazards, basically.
Yes, I put in like a paper clip, a toothpick, you know, just like an eraser.
All right, Denzel, this is the last clue. It's for you.
Okay.
Oops.
My bad.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me.
My apologies.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
After the break, we'll play another game with Ricky and Denzel, and then we'll say hello to the first of today's two famous Sarahs, comedian Sarah Silverman. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.